I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's time for the SAFTAcast, and I'm your host, Scott C. We've got a very special episode for you today. It's a very unique one, even by our own standards, but I'll get into that in a moment. First and foremost, as we usually do on this program, updates and news from the Sundress Academy for the Arts in Knoxville, Tennessee. May is a busy month. Now, last time on the show, episode 27A, our kind of vacation episode, I mentioned the fiction and poetry retreats that are going on at the Sundress Academy this summer in May and June. For all those details, I won't reiterate them right now, but for the details and for what I said, you can always go back on us and check 27A there. I'll, of course, mention them on our next episode as we get a little bit closer, but today I really just want to focus on some stuff that is on the near future for the Sundress Academy. May 14th through the 16th, it is the International Biscuit Festival in Knoxville. SAFTA is once again returning to it. We were there in 2015. It was a blast, and this year promises to be even bigger. SAFTA will be there on the biscuit sampling line and competition day on May 16th with an all-new recipe. It is a recipe so secret, the only thing I know is that it contains biscuits. Wait a minute. Biscuits aren't an ingredient. They're a finished product. Anyway, Sundress will be up against some heavy hitters in this one this year, so if you're in the Knoxville area, we encourage you, come and support the Sundress Academy for the Arts while eating tasty biscuits. For ticket info and more, you can go to biscuitfest.com and learn all about the International Biscuit Festival. Now, you may know from this program that SAFTA stands for the Sundress Academy for the Arts, right? Well, understand that when we say arts, we mean arts. It's not just literature. We have a film division, you might recall. We also have a visual arts division and, yes indeed, a theater division, a stage division. And that's what I want to tell you about right now. May 21st through May 24th, SAFTA Stage presents Cages, Four Plays and a Piano, live at the Emporium Center for Arts and Culture in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is a set of four one-act plays directed by Eric Schiller, and they deal with the intersections of race, culture, sexuality, and relationships. This one is not to be missed, folks. I know I say that quite often, but I mean it. This one is not to be missed. There are three evening showings and full details, as well as the opportunity to pre-purchase tickets for this event. Visit sundresspublications.com and click on store. There you can find out not only about Cages, but you can find out about all of the upcoming events from the Sundress Academy for the Arts, including those retreats that I have dropped notice of here on this program. Now, speaking of this program, this week is an interesting episode. As I said, a little unusual, even by our own standards of being an unusual podcast for writers and writing. To give you a brief rundown, as I've talked about before on this program in the lead-up to it, we had the opportunity to attend the Association of Writers and Writing Programs Conference in Minneapolis this past April. It was SAFTAcast's kind of debutante ball, so to speak, our premiere on the big stage, if you will, with the Sundress Academy for the Arts and Sundress Publications and Best of the Net Anthology. We were sharing the table with them. But anyway, what we also did at another table was we set up the laptop, a microphone, and yours truly behind the controls and everything. And we just took any and all comers. We didn't go in with a battle plan. We didn't say, we must speak to this one specific writer. We want to record an episode. No, we went in open interviews. All you had to do was just walk by the table and say, I want to be on the show. What we did were 5-minute interviews with any and all comers, and we just put them all together into one episode here. We've got 15 different writers, editors, and publishers for you today. A full listing of today's people can be found on the SAFTAcast website at saftacast.com. One small note, though, about this. One small note. There was a little tech flutter in the recording of a few people's interviews, and we lost a little bit, like a minute or so out of a few interviews. So I may be popping in here from time to time on the program today just to let you know who we're talking to and or what we were talking about at the time. It's a good one, folks. Strap in, relive your AWP memories if you were there, and if not, get a load of a whole bunch of awesome, awesome people. But first, you gotta taste a little bit of theme song. We'll be right back.
5-minute podcast.
Yeah, we're doing a 5-minute interview with you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, tell us who you are. Who are you?
My name's Danielle Loughran. I am a poet, or an aspiring poet.
Aspiring poet.
A mother, a student, an adjunct professor.
Where are you a student at?
Adelphi University.
Oh, okay, Adelphi. Are you, you're also TA there then?
Actually, no, I'm an adjunct professor of creative writing.
Okay, creative writing. Do you do like rec comp as well? Do they put you into that, comp slavery?
I did for a semester. Mm. It's incredibly taxing.
Which do you prefer, creative writing or doing rec comp?
Absolutely, hands down, creative writing.
Why is that?
Because art's just better. And I think I felt the pressure with the comp classes that if I failed, I was failing them for all of their years at university. Because, I mean, you have to write a paper for every one of your classes.
Yeah.
So if I can't help you do that, the pressure is just, it's a high-intensity situation.
I blame the K-12 system before I blame the university.
True, but there are other things to consider as far as bridging those gaps, but either way, they come in, they sit down, and they say, I have no idea what I'm doing, and
that's the way it is. Do they do that in creative writing? Do they come in and they're just like, I have no idea what I'm doing. This is just an easy A.
Yeah, some. You get a lot of those. Well, I had to, you know, fill some sort of requirement, and I'm a math person, and I don't really like writing. I can't imagine why you didn't take sculpture then.
I find as an English professor myself that when you say, oh, what do you do? I'm an English professor. It comes down to one of two things. Either, oh, I loved English, or, oh, I hated English.
Yeah, I would say the same, only because of the subjectivity, I think, the interpersonal relationships, right? Because with English, it's always about the teacher. It's always about whether or not the teacher is passionate about what they're doing. And adjuncts, I don't think, always have the time to be passionate. I started out that way, but
don't
I also
that.
Have to hustle all the rest of the time. So I can't just pour all of myself into this. I'm doing an unpaid internship. I just launched a literary magazine online. And
What magazine?
It's Village of Crickets.
Village of Crickets, okay.
It's wrapped around the ideas of Lorca's Duende.
Okay.
And we're working on doing some craft interviews and some discussions, and sort of we solicit some poetry, fiction, and we're really just blossoming and figuring out what we're doing.
So do you have a booth here at AWP this year?
Well, Adelphi has the booth.
Oh, you're with Adelphi for this one?
Yeah, so I'm still the MFA student for a couple more months.
Ah, so you're on the verge?
Yes, then I will be kicked out of the nest.
Oh, early congrats to you.
Thank you
so
much.
Is this your first AWP?
It's not. I was at Seattle last year.
Okay, so that was your first one. So you know the drill by now.
I do. I know to make sure to hydrate and wear comfortable shoes, but as far as
can't argue with comfortable
controlling
shoes.
My enthusiasm, my book buying, none of that. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
You kind of throw the wallet out the window when you get here. Like, okay, I'm only going to spend $50. $80 later, damn it!
Especially when you get to those presses that you love, right? I got to Tupelo, and I want all of the books from Tupelo Press.
You know the feeling. There are a couple I just walked by, and I'm like, that one, and that one, all mine now.
Just went to the Grey Wolf reading, and I wanted everybody's book who read. And
that's the worst, is when you go to a reading, and it's like, you're here, and I'm like, I want yours, yours, yours. I want all of yours. I want the two that you read from here, and you kind of seemed surly on stage. I don't want yours.
Or even more so, right?
Yeah. So, time's up. It was a short one. See?
Wow. Well, that was fun.
Congrats to you, though, on the MFA. You know, good luck to you. Any plans for that? Like, are you going to go into teaching, or are you going to go into editing full-time? Or?
I'm hoping to get into editorial and to possibly shape my thesis up for publication.
Cool.
But I hopefully a summer of poverty / luxury will shape up a collection of poems, and they'll be out in the world.
Who knows? Well,
yes.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you very
much.
We
hope to maybe see your name out there in the future. You know?
I can't wait to hear from you. This is really exciting.
Enjoy the rest of the vacation / AWP. Enjoy
I will. As we've been saying, our little motto is, this is the best time of my life.
And it is. Trust me.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. So, who are you?
I'm Yais Gossman.
Yais Gossman. That's an awesome name.
Thank you.
What, is it short for something, or is that the full name?
It's a Danish name.
Really? Danish name?
But first name's Danish.
First name's Danish? I'm Danish, too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
There was just a Danish panel this morning. It was pretty good.
Oh, man, I wish I could have gone to that.
Yeah.
Do you read a lot of Danish stuff, or...?
Not really. I'm not
fluent
enough. Yeah.
Fluent? You're not from Denmark? You're just...
I was born there, but I didn't live there very long.
How long did you live there?
2 years.
2 years? So you probably don't have much memories of it, really.
No, really, really vague ones.
No, not really. Is this your... Where are you in the United States? Are you from Minnesota?
Yeah. We moved here. Yeah.
A lot of Scandinavians do.
Yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
It's actually... The landscape's pretty similar. It's close to Sweden. It's close to Swedish landscape.
I've heard Norway.
Yeah. Norway's a little more rocky, a little more jagged. Sweden's kind of flat.
And dull?
It's got a lot of dull... Plant a lot of open spaces. It's kind of similar to Denmark, too. Denmark has kind of rolling, really gradual hills. But
have you been back to Scandinavia since then?
Yeah, we would go every other year or so. And
so your parents are full-blood Danes?
Just my mother is.
Just your mother?
Yeah, my dad is from Minnesota.
Oh, okay. So
I think he's German or something.
How did they come together then, like halfway around the world?
He actually had two Danish wives, and my mom is his second.
Oh, okay. Because it was like, for a second there, I was like, wait, you had two Danish wives? Interesting.
No, it was, he went over there and met his first wife, and then they moved to Africa, which I just visited with my dad in Swaziland. He used to live there. And then he moved back to Denmark after he separated from his first wife.
So you're like a world traveler then?
Yeah. A little bit.
Are you looking to stay, like, just settle down somewhere? Or are you going to think you're always going to be a wanderlust person?
I think I might be moving back to Denmark, actually.
American culture sucks.
No, it's great. American, there's just a lot of it.
Too much, man.
There's a lot of stuff here. It's kind of, my dad told us we should move here because he wanted us to know what it's like.
To be in America and Minnesota and all that?
Yeah.
That's so you're here at AWP. Is this your first time at the rodeo?
Yeah. I was going to go in Chicago. I went to school in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have money.
And this is just local for you, so I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, I had a professor on one of the panels, so...
How's the experience been for you this first time?
It's a bit overwhelming. It's kind of... I don't know what to make of it. A lot of...
Buy me. Read me.
Read me. Look at the cover of this. Check it out. Don't look inside.
Don't look inside, yes.
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, the literary world is pretty weird. I went to an art school.
So how'd you wind up in writing then?
There was a writing department at this art
school. Oh, okay.
But if you joined the writing department, you had to sort of... You got limited in what... You had to take a certain amount of writing studio courses.
Okay.
So I didn't want to do that. I just ended up taking writing.
And so now here you are, years later.
Yeah.
At AWP.
Yeah.
Are you having a good time?
It's pretty good. I went to two or three panels yesterday.
You'll stop in the near future. You'll stop going to panels.
Yeah.
Eventually, this is the book fair. Here is where you stay.
Right. There's a good lecture happening 1:30.
Ah.
Dessa and POS, do you know those?
I've heard of them, yeah. That should be awesome, though.
They're local artists. They're...
Yeah, I know of this. She was just on the tour with Welcome to Night Vale, live, traveling to the South. She just got off the tour, so...
Okay.
Yeah. If I wasn't here recording it, I'd probably go to it and check it out, so...
You should skip it. You should skip it from...
I can't do that for this. This is my baby, you know?
You could do it... You could just cross this out and write 3 to 5.
Nah.
And then no one will be here.
Yeah, no one's going to be here 3 to 5. But it's awesome. I'm glad you're enjoying it, you know. Rock it out the panel, you know. Send us a report on it, you know.
Yeah,
see how
I'll
cool it is, you know.
It was good. It should be good.
Should be good.
I already know. It was great.
It was great. For those of you listening in the future.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's great talking to you, man.
You too.
It's great. Take care of yourself. I'm Scott C.
Scott.
You know, enjoy it. Enjoy the convention.
You.
Enjoy the rest of the book fair, man.
Where should I go? That's my question for you. What should I look at? Where's a booth I should visit?
I feel like you should just wander around until something catches your eye.
That's
what
I've been doing, and my bag's already full of stuff.
I mean, I could recommend going to Sundress Publications, where I'm part of, but, you 527? 527. Just you over yonder down there, so. That's my feeling, though, you know. But, you know, check out as much as you can, though.
I will.
Really enjoy the experience. All right, man?
Nice to
take
meet
care,
you.
Man.
Our next interview is with Bradley L. Kelly, and we were talking about his career in finance and his decision to change his career and go into full-time social media work for writers.
Like Steve Grasso and the Nigerian brothers, which are very big natives of this state.
What was the show?
America's Favorite Traders.
What was it about?
The folks on CNBC, right? So yeah. I asked myself, if I'm going to get on CNBC, how do I do it? Well, I bet if I interview everybody that I see every day on Fast Money, one of them will tell me how they did it. And so I started the show. They gave me an hour of their life, all access pass. I could ask them whatever I wanted to. It's some of the coolest content I've ever produced.
Now, have you made millions from listening to their advice?
I could have. Through a series of unfortunate events, I actually just shut down my firm last year to go on the road with my wife.
Oh, what did you go on the road for?
She has a 7-book series called Color World, and she sucks at marketing.
And you're the marketer, you're the merch table, basically.
Yeah, I mean, since I spent so much time in the finance world and on conference calls of publicly traded companies, I get what it takes to get to be a Coca-Cola or a Xerox or, you know, like an Apple. And so when I saw that she basically wanted to write her book and then have everyone kind of magically find it and love it, and the reality is that nobody gives a rat's rear end about your dumb book because 600,000 of them are published every year. And so we had to find a context. We read Malcolm Gladwell's The Tipping Point, which is kind of like the white Bible of how do you make an idea big and viral. Okay. You know, I came up with a game plan, and we approached it from a very business side. And my goal in life is to protect Rachel's writing time so that she can be the creative writer. And then I handle all the social media. I handle all the promotion, all of the logistics of making sure we have books in every city. I handle where we drive, when we drive, how long we're on the road. And my only goal in life is to give her more time to keep writing the rest of the series.
So you have no time for yourself then?
Oh, we already sleep 4 to 6 hours a day. And my time online, I spend as Rachel. So, yeah, I really don't exist anymore at this point in our life. And that's just the trade-off, you know?
That's the sacrifice you made. I am no longer person.
No, yeah.
No,
I mean,
I am now my wife.
Yes, yeah. For the next 2 years until December 31st of 2016, like Bradley Kelly doesn't really exist.
So you created, like, you even have a timetable in place? It's like, okay, 2016, end of the year.
Well, yeah, because so we started planning for conventions, and it turns out you can't. It's tough because I feel like C2E2 is going to be my favorite, and it hasn't happened yet because it's April 24th.
Okay.
But the Book 3 artist is going to be there. He's going to do the comic book series. Like, we're going to do an indie comic together.
Okay.
So it'll start at the end of the summer. I say that ambiguously because we need to. I'm a guy that likes specifics, and we don't have them yet, and so I can tell you the end of the summer.
At some point.
Yeah. Well, it's not that ambiguous.
Okay.
Right? So the idea is that you have to have enough kind of in the hopper that should you get into trouble or have a printing snafu or something goes wrong, that you can keep putting out a monthly series.
Gotcha.
It's like YouTube, right? If you don't produce a YouTube video on a regular basis, nobody cares anymore.
Welcome to the internet, you know?
Yes.
Constant content on a regular schedule. It doesn't matter if it's every 2 weeks.
It doesn't.
Every
just
2 weeks,
that
as
it's,
long as
yes.
it's regular and you don't miss it. Thanks, man, for stopping by.
Yeah.
That was really fascinating there. You know, a lot to learn. So many writers, so many people don't understand that there's so much on the marketing.
And
if you're not profit, you
do
marketing.
And they feel like it's cheap and it's dirty. And you know what? So what? It is a little dirty. Marketing is a tough bit.
That's the way it is.
But you have to, or you will die. You will write your book in your basement and nobody will ever care.
Unless you don't care and you're just like, it's done.
And Rachel is, right? She loves to write, and so she's going to keep writing. But I'm the guy that still, even though it's not my work, I've got to find a way to feed our six people in our family.
Gotcha. Best of luck to you on that, man, and best of luck on the road tour.
Thank you so much. All
right, thanks for stopping by.
Take care.
Who are you?
I'm Rachel Kelly.
Rachel Kelly. We were just talking to another Kelly a moment ago.
Yeah, that's my husband.
That's your husband?
Yep.
So you guys travel about then... all over the place.
Yes, pretty much all East Coast, Midwest this year, and then West Coast, Canada next year.
Cool. He mentioned New Orleans is one of the best cities you guys have been to. Would you agree, or is there one that just like...
Well, when you say best, I mean, that's kind of relative. But as far as like, we just really loved it. that was, it was, it's kind of like how Paris is not really France.
True.
You know, like New Orleans is not really America.
It's not really even Louisiana.
No, it's not. It's no. It's like its own country. And everybody there
times.
Acts like it's its own country. It's kind of like Texas, but we won't talk about Texas.
Bad things in Texas? No,
I don't know. I don't like Texas very much.
I've never been, but I just know it's big and flat.
It is, well, in some places, and it's very diverse from one coast to the border, but it's so just trashy. Just trash. Like northern Texas, like one town after another, it's just like, ugh. Mm. And nothing really particularly unique about it.
Okay.
And it gets windy. I hate wind. I don't like windy anything, so.
So where are you looking forward to on the West Coast run here in the next year? Where are you looking at?
Oh, like, you mean this year or are you talking about next year?
I don't know, you know.
Okay, so like, this year?
Where are you looking really, like, are you excited about?
I'm excited about St. Louis. I don't know what it is. Every time we drive through St. Louis on our way to wherever we're going, mm-hmm. St. Louis, I just get this feeling in my chest, like, this is my place. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I like how the... It's on the river, and the river sort of cuts in the middle of it. And if you look from one side of the freeway to the next, it's like you can have like really run down, and then you can have like really cool old stuff. And I really love old cities, and St. Louis is one of those really old cities. Plus, I'm a fan of Keith Kachuk from the St. Louis Blues. Like, I, that's how I got into hockey, was through Keith Kachuk and watching. So I also like that aspect. Actually, that's one of the few sports that I like is hockey. So.
How did you become a hockey fan?
From my husband. So when we were in college, he convinced me to do fantasy hockey. And
okay.
Back then, it wasn't draft leagues. It was like mm-hmm. you had a salary cap and you pick like your teams and stuff. And so I really got into picking the different guys on the team and like researching like whether they're mm-hmm. good, who they play for.
Yep.
And like it adds a whole new dimension to actually watching sports, because I am not someone that likes sports. I hate football. Don't tell my husband. Actually, he knows that.
But you enjoy the. You enjoy
I really
the
and then
stats
and then
aspect.
When they like get in a fight, oh my gosh! Like
oh,
I don't. I just so great. You know,
goalie fights are the best though.
You just like everybody throws off their helmets and things go flying everywhere, and you just like and you just get into it. I don't know what it is about.
So who do you root for when it comes to hockey? What team? St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis
you have
is,
a little bit of affection for. Is there another team ranks higher for you?
No, but I hate the Red Wings.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's like, because they're kind of like, I like the underdog more, and I feel like the Detroit Red Wings are just so good. Like,
probably
everybody
hate me
likes
then,
them.
Because
you know.
In the 90s, I was a huge Canadiens fan of Montreal, uh-huh. and they were the Yankees at the time, basically beating the hell out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You had Waugh, Desjardins.
Exactly. I don't like the Yankees either.
Crap.
I don't, yeah. And
Cleveland. Right. I'm
yeah,
from New York, so I'm not a Yankees fan.
Yeah, so we did fantasy baseball too, and so that was another thing. I'm not as versed in baseball, but that was another fantasy sport that played. I don't have time for any of that anymore, even watching sports, so I couldn't tell you who's winning and who's losing at any sport at this point in my life.
But if it just so happens there's a hockey game on in the background, you're not going to turn it off. It might be bad, good background noise.
Maybe, although it's very rare. Since we live in an RV, we don't have like live streaming TV like
good
ever.
Point, yeah.
So if we're going to watch something, you actually pull it up on your phone and hope you have good internet service, which, by the way, Wisconsin has the worst internet service in the world.
I will take your word
so,
for that.
Yeah, Wisconsin's terrible.
I don't know.
Times we've driven through there, it's like every time. We're
dead
just like,
zone.
Oh.
Dead zone.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's like that here at the convention. No matter where you go, no matter what internet Wi-Fi you're on, it's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. This
yeah.
convention.
Well, it actually isn't as bad because usually we're at comic book conventions and a lot of them will have like the free Wi-Fi, but you do not even want to try.
No.
Like here, it's actually, my kids have actually streamed some things on the Wi-Fi here. So it's actually, I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah. Comic-Con's probably much, much worse.
Oh, yes.
Good luck to you on the tour though.
Thank you.
In all aspects. And we'll keep an eye out for you.
All right.
Work,
thanks.
All right. Thanks for being on.
All right. Thanks.
So, who are you?
My name is Jay Snodgrass.
Jay Snodgrass.
I'm a poet and co-director of Ann Hinga Press.
Okay. Get a little closer to the mic so we can hear.
I'm co-director. Yeah. Bleh.
That's all right. So, you're co-director of them? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. How's AWP been for? I'm guessing this is not your first time at the rodeo.
No, I've been here half a dozen times.
Half a dozen times. How does this one rank compared to the previous ones? Is it better or worse? What do you think so far?
I think it's fine. It's not... It's overwhelming. It's not multi-roomed. It's not jammed with people.
Aisles are pretty big this year.
I think there are less people here this time.
Might be.
I think it's later, and it's in a, you know, Minneapolis is not a place where people see as a resort destination.
What do you think about Minneapolis? I find it a very hip town, though, from what I've seen.
I haven't had a chance to spend out of the conference. Cab fares are outrageous.
Ugh, they are.
Yeah. So we got an Uber. But the cab fares want to kill the Ubers, particularly in Minneapolis. But.
If you get the chance, I can recommend some good restaurants. This is a town that knows how to eat.
Well, yeah, I want to go somewhere.
Oh,
we had some Vietnamese food down the road that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I'm told there's a really good one
there. It's called Lotus, yeah.
Yeah, I'm told there is a really good one there. How's it been, though, with your press here so far? Has it been pretty brisk, or has it been kind of dead?
It's been fairly steady. The thing about AWP is that, well, what I noticed this time particularly is that right from the get-go, that you can't charge full price for your books.
Mm.
You know, you got to have a sale, and it's got to be an attractive sale, you know, for people to want to spend the money with you that they could easily spend in the next booth over. Something that is really as equally as good as what you have to offer, is what we have to offer. I mean, I'm really impressed at the quality of the books that are available.
I've seen your guys' work, and yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, I appreciate that, but I was just walking around over here at the tables, and every table I went past would have been something that I would have bought.
I know, the feeling. No matter what you set as a budget for yourself, you're going to go over.
Yeah, yeah.
So you spend $80.
Discipline, yeah, there's no discipline in books.
Not for any of us, no.
No.
You know, what's the best thing you've seen so far here? Just in general, not necessarily at any of the booths, what's the best thing you've seen so far at the convention? What's been a highlight for you?
Yeah, for me, it's been the snow, because I live in Florida.
So whereabouts in Florida?
I live in Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee.
And it was almost 90 degrees when we left, and it was really cold when we got here, and yesterday it snowed, and today it snowed, big fluffy flakes that I hadn't seen since I was a kid. And
Where are you from originally?
Well, I grew up on an airbase in Japan.
Okay.
My dad was in the Air Force. My family's from Pennsylvania, so there's a lot of snow there.
Whereabouts in Pennsylvania? I'm curious.
Butler, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'm from Binghamton, New York, which is right up on the north border.
Okay.
And now I live in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Wow. Wow. So, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was like 84 when I left Orlando to come up here.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's warm. So. And muggy. And now it's all dry, and my skin's dry, and the airplane dried me out.
Yeah, I'm up here, and it's like my skin's just cracking.
I'm standing on concrete. Right. It's killing me. But, you know, it's the AWP conference. We do it because we love, I don't know what we love. The writing. No, we would love to buy books.
It's an exercise in masochism to be here.
But it doesn't seem, this time, maybe I'm older now. I mean, it feels like there's a lot of young people. Maybe there's always a lot of young people. But it doesn't feel like judgmental. Maybe it's because it's in Minneapolis. I don't feel like, I don't know, I don't feel uncomfortable in any way. I don't feel like I'm not, you know, at the hip scene where I'm at the wrong table or talking to the wrong people.
I don't think you're alone. I noticed that too, walking around. This has a very, like, more inclusive vibe this year.
Yeah.
Something going on. I don't know.
I don't know. Seattle was really pretty good, I felt. Boston was, I don't know, I felt rushed all through Boston. But I'm worried about L.A. next year because, you know, because I guess it's a, you know, a hip scene and, I don't know, it's tough to gauge.
You never know. Well, best of luck to you and your press here.
Thanks.
Enjoy the rest of the conference here. I know at this point we're only about halfway through.
Thanks.
But enjoy the rest of it, and I hope you do well with it.
I only wish I had more clever things to say on the radio internet.
That was great, man.
Okay.
That was great.
Thanks.
So, tell us, who are you?
There we go. I'm David Hassler. Actually, I have to clarify, I'm David M. Hassler, because there's a David Hassler who's a poet from the Midwest, and anytime I meet somebody and I say I'm David Hassler, they say, oh, I love your poems, and I have to say, I'm not him, but I love his poems anyway.
You're also not David Hasselhoff.
No, not quite that either.
You could pass for him, though.
Oh, thank you very much.
You could?
Thank you.
Just change the hairstyle, maybe just turn it a little bit. We got it.
Yes. Somebody the other day said to me that you look so dapper, and I replied that at my age, dapper's all I've got left. So
should make that into a T-shirt.
You know, that's a good idea.
There you go. Make a note on that for Random Acts. T-shirt idea.
For sure.
At my age, dapper is all I got.
That's right, yes. We're looking for good ideas.
There you go.
Yes.
So how are you enjoying the convention this year?
It's great. Fabulous. I haven't been to one for about 10 years, and it's grown tremendously. There's so many different activities and things. And this is a nice convention center because with all the people, the last one I went to was in Chicago at the Palmer House, and it was so small and the hallway so narrow. You actually were sort of playing football, you know, blocking and tackling and this kind of thing as you walk down the hallways.
Yeah, the aisles are pretty big this year.
Yeah. It's much, much, much nicer. And if they had more water available, that would be even better.
That's how it is at every con. It's
yeah.
like, I pay $6 for a bottle of water. You
right,
know?
Right, yes.
So it is. So you got to sneak in your own. And I've been seeing a couple places have swag that are water bottles. Brilliant idea.
Oh, very good idea. Yeah, some really, really good ideas. Yeah. And I like you guys' idea of doing the podcast and things like that. So we're a brand new indie publishing company.
So you guys started in the last year?
Starting in the last 6 months, actually.
Oh, where are you guys out of? Like,
I'm from Indianapolis. Okay. I have another partner who's Indianapolis and a third partner who's in Santa Fe.
Oh, okay.
And we spend time sometimes in Boulder and Key West as well.
Key West.
Yeah.
I'm right in that range. I'm in Port St. Lucie, about 3.5 from Key West.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, cool. We consider ourselves a nationwide organization.
Yeah, totally. What's one of the highlights you've seen so far here at AWP this year?
You know, actually, the book fair has been fabulous for us.
Mm.
We've gone to several different sessions, but I love the book fair and getting to meet other people who are doing similar things to what we're trying to do to start a new company. And we've talked to several distributors of books and starting to make some headway in thinking about going that direction. Mm. And we've learned a lot of how other people have done this process of starting an indie publishing company and some of the successful things that they've done. So we're getting lots of great ideas.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Have you gotten the chance to see much of Minneapolis? It's tough, but have you gotten the chance to see a little bit?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. Actually, instead of staying downtown, all three of us were going to come here. Turned out one of our fellows couldn't make it, so the two of us, we rented a condo up in the Northeast Arts District area,
okay.
right next to Psycho Susie's. So we've seen Psycho Susie's from the outside anyway, but it's a great condo with two decks overlooking the Mississippi River.
I'm noticing this year a lot of people are not staying in hotels. They're taking up this Airbnb style, condo style and everything, getting away from the conference hotels.
Yes, and actually this morning, we did VRBO. I'm on one floor and the other fellow's on the other floor, and there's a fireplace. And I turned on the fireplace this morning. It was like 33 degrees, and when we came down here, it was snowing again. So, yeah.
I'm noticing that, where I'm staying and everything, we're having farm fresh eggs and everything in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're having breakfast and laughing at the people who are like, I got a Continental this morning at the Marriott.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have farm eggs and ham and cheese curds that we're cooking. So, in your face.
Right. So, we haven't seen much of Minneapolis. We've had some good meals, had a couple of good dinners so far.
This is a great city for food, I'm finding.
Yes.
Great city.
Yeah. Well, I was eager to try. There's a restaurant that we found that has Scandinavian food. It was booked up because it's up for like a James Beard Award, so we couldn't get in tonight.
Oh.
But I don't really know what Scandinavian food is, except nasty, bitter fish or something like that.
Well,
but
I can tell you, I'm Danish, so I can tell you what lutefisk is.
That's all the thing I know.
Lutefisk is white fish. Is it cod or white fish? It's some kind of white fish pickled in lye.
Yes. That sounds really delightful.
It is. The joke, here's the joke I always was told as a kid. Spray your throat with Pam to make it go down faster.
Ah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way to get rid of it.
Yes, don't chew.
At least we're not Icelandic where you bury the fish for 3 months, dig it up, pickle it in lye, and then
Lovely.
Yeah, we're wonderful.
That's
fabulous. Well, I hope you guys, congrats on starting the press.
Thank you so much.
Hope you guys have a great convention here, and I hope you get some exposure here.
That's great. We've been making lots of friends, meeting new people,
giving away
and selling a number of books and
going to
a number of panels and getting the name out there. So
I hope you guys have some great success here, and I hope
Thanks
to see
so
more
much.
From you guys in the future here.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Having you on here, David.
Would be
and
good
he does
for
it all the time.
I do it all the time.
You do it all the time?
I have Logic at home.
You have Logic? You step on him all the time.
I step on him. Well, I step on everybody.
Oh, okay. You got big feet then. I kid. So, Michael, you're also with Random Acts.
I am. We started it together.
What was the inspiration? Just like, the hell with it. Let's start a press.
Well, no, it's several things. One is that everything that's going on in the publishing industry and in technology with ebooks and everything, there's a lot of opportunities opening up that I don't think were there before.
Mm.
You know, and so that was a big inspiration to want to. I think that there's the landscape is shifting, and so there's a lot of opportunities for writers. And
Twitter has become like a place for poetry now.
Yeah.
We're starting to see it now in animated GIF form. We're starting to see, kinetic typology becoming poetry. It's getting fascinating.
It is. And I mean, so there's a lot of opportunities, and we wanted to step into that.
It's been a pleasure meeting both of you guys. It really has.
It's been a pleasure meeting you. What's your name?
I'm Scott.
Scott?
Scott
nice
C. Most people call me that.
Scott C.
It's cool meeting both of you. And please stop by Sundress, get to know us. We'd love to get to know you.
Okay.
And
we will.
Find out who you people are. So.
We will.
I've been doing this for a while, let's put it that way. Melanie Jordan, I finally have you on the program. Eventually, I will have every Sundress author on here.
Which is an accomplishment.
How are you enjoying the convention so far?
It's great. After a 10 or 12 year hiatus from AWP, I'm...
Come a little closer to me.
I'm making my triumphant return with Sundress Publications. So
awesome.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah, you did a reading a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
Crooked Pint.
Yeah.
What did you think? What was it like?
It was fun. You know, it was a pretty long bill, 11 people in 2 hours, you know. So in that kind of situation, and especially in a, you know, bar, like I try to read the stuff that I think is the most fun, you know.
Which bar
is,
crowdy.
Bar crowdy, right? Which is hard when you write sad-ass poems like I do, so.
I don't know. I thought your stuff was pretty banging there.
Good.
You know?
Thanks.
I'm like, I hadn't had the chance yet to look at it from Sundress, but you know, I look at the manuscript, and I'm like, holy crap.
Appreciate
awesome.
It. Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, congrats on a good reading. That's definitely been one of the highlights for you, I'm sure. Are there others that you've had at this convention?
For the conference? Yeah, actually, you know, one of the highlights, and this sounds strange, has just been circulating in the book fair, you know, and seeing people I haven't seen in a decade or longer, you know, or people that I'm still in contact with but haven't, you know, haven't traveled across the country to see. And so I really am just kind of enjoying being around a lot of other writers and seeing my friends.
So you mentioned you're on hiatus from writing?
Well, no, I was actually on hiatus from AWP.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it, for a lot of reasons. You know, money, time, stuff, right?
I asked somebody earlier about this. Every year at AWP, there seems to be like a trend going on, fashion trend. Have you been noticing one this year that's standing out?
Sure, tights.
Tights?
Right,
or
pattern tights. And,
pattern,
not even leggings, but like lacy tights and tights with spider webs on them and tights with skeletons on them and octopi. And
so funky tights.
Funky tights, yeah. Look, right there. Two pairs of funky tights right
there
in front
of you. One with a spinal column on it and the other that's kind of lacy, old, vintage style in a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been noticing that too a little bit. I don't know how comfortable it is. I don't wear tights that often anymore.
I understand.
Yeah. Best investment for AWP is probably a comfortable pair of shoes.
And I do think that I decided yesterday that American writers, hands down, have the best shoe collection in the entire world. I saw so many amazing shoes go by, you know. So I really am in the book fair shoe watching, which is, I guess, a new hobby I've picked up.
Yeah, it's totally understandable as time goes on. How have you been enjoying Minneapolis so far?
I've enjoyed it.
Is this your first time to the city?
First time to Minneapolis. I've never even been to Minnesota at all, so this was a new experience, and I've enjoyed it so far, you know. Hit a couple of the local joints, you know, diners, bars, and a great Asian place called Jasmine 26 that we went to that was just phenomenally good.
Is that downtown?
No, it wasn't right here downtown. We had to sort of Uber it over there, but it was really good.
I'm glad.
And that was just one place that...
This city is good food, I've found.
Like,
every place I've been to, decent food, if not really kick-ass food.
Yeah.
So I might have to come back to the city sometime.
I wouldn't mind spending a little more time here, you know, because I had sort of a short visit this time. I'm leaving today, actually, so...
Oof. Well, safe travels to you back home and everything. And we should have you on again sometime for a full episode.
Great. Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for being on here. And enjoy the little limited time left of AWP.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So, who are you? Come into the mic.
I'm an individual, a person.
Kevin Dwyer.
Yeah, Kevin Dwyer.
It's good to have you on, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, great. How's the convention been for you this time?
Well, this is my first time. Been walking around. A little overwhelming. There are lots of people. I've seen them many a time, and it's kind of strange bumping into people and thinking that you know them, having seen their face, and be like, don't I know? No, no clue who the heck they are. But,
and then other times you do know them.
Yeah.
And it's like, you, me. Dude, I'm with me. I've been talking to a lot of people who have said that. It's like the Facebook thing. Like,
It's kind of strange, too, like that face thing. And there's a lot of people who have very similar aesthetics. People got doppelgangers around here.
Oh, yeah, I've been noticing that. Yeah. I thought I saw somebody a moment ago. I'm like, is that? No, too short for them. A much taller person. So what's been the highlight for you so far at this convention? Like, what are some of the big highlights that you're going to go home with, the highlight reel?
Oh, yeah, the walking around the city here has been fantastic. Love the look of the city, love the places. Went to a bar last night that was really cool. People are really friendly. Favorite part was that reading a couple days ago that, what was it, Yellow Flag Press and Blood Pudding and Dancing Girl, right? And, yeah, the people who read for that, phenomenal. That was a really, really good joint reading. Enjoyed that.
I got to check that one out. It was one of the ones I got to go to. It was really, really impressive. Where did you go last night?
I can't even tell you. I was just following people, you know? And I think that's pretty cool about this experience, too, you know?
Happens just so often.
Just following people and letting it, take you wherever it goes, you know, like a river. And
so you think you're going to be back then in the future to another AWP?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. What is it, Los Angeles next
time?
Los
Angeles, and then Washington and Tampa. Yeah. And then probably, if this goes well, I read we're going to be back here in 2020 in Minneapolis.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Yeah.
It's an interesting city, though.
It is. It is. At least they got brats, you know, at the lunch stand.
The one thing I haven't gotten yet that I need to get before I leave is poutine.
Yeah, you do. It's really good. We actually had a little last night.
So I'm up from near the border of Canada, so I know what poutine is, and it smells wild.
Yeah.
But you're down in Louisiana, so...
Yeah, I'm going to school there, finishing up a PhD, hopefully at the end of this year.
Where are you from originally?
I'm actually from New York.
Whereabouts?
I'm in the Westchester area, just outside the city. But I went to school in the Bronx. I taught third grade in the Bronx.
I thought I detected a little bit of New York City
accent. I haven't said coffee yet. And things are horrible, you know?
Yeah. And tuberculosis. Yeah. You know?
My shtuckum, you know?
Also, I'm from upstate.
Oh, cool.
On the PA border.
Cool.
So
cool.
I got much love and affinity for my brothers and sisters down in the south end there.
Yeah, even
if we hate you and you hate us.
Yeah, isn't Buffalo part of Canada or something? You know?
Yeah, you know, we're a bunch of inbred redneck hicks, and you don't want to know what we think of you Long Islanders.
It's fun, too. We're talking to a bunch of people. The farther north you go, the more southern it feels when you go through New York. It's just there's snow, you know? That's the only difference. Yeah.
Going to the Adirondacks,
yes.
You get real hillbilly rednecks.
Yes, yes, you do. And people on their tractors, cows walking around, you know?
Pickups with actual gun racks.
Yes, absolutely.
It's absolutely interesting.
It's a good time.
I'm glad you're having a good time here.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
Good segue there. I hope you land some good deals here on the last day.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're doing good at the Yellow Flag Press table, so.
Awesome, yeah.
Hopefully that continues.
I hope so too, man. I hope we see you in L.A. then.
Cool, yeah. Like I'd love to be there.
Like the Warren Zevon song, See You in L.A. I hope we do, man.
Yeah.
It's been great having you on, though.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the convention, man.
Thank you. Will do.
I'm Bowling Jew.
Bowling Jew. Is this your first AWP?
My first day?
First AWP in general.
No, this is my second.
What was your first one?
Last year at Seattle.
How was it, then? I didn't get the chance to go.
It was actually really cool. I mean, that's why I'm here now, you know? I'm hooked.
Mm.
I'm on the AWP drug.
Oh, I know that feeling, man.
Yeah.
So what so far has been the highlight of the convention?
This year?
For you, what's been your highlight?
Probably reading with Julie Pagel, I think, was probably the highlight for me. We read with her at the, I think it was the Arizona press panel or something.
So you were on a panel doing it? Or was it an offsite?
Yeah, it was here. It was here.
Okay, it was here at the convention center?
Yeah. It was her book and her everything, but we just kind of read with her representing different voices of the poem. And
oh, kick
it
was ass.
Really fun. Yeah.
That sounds really awesome. That's cool. Definitely a highlight then.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, what else? Running into David Daniels. Giving him my AWP pass drunkenly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was cool.
That often happens. The word drunkenly is thrown about quite a bit at AWP.
Yeah.
Have you gotten the chance to see much of Minneapolis so far?
Unfortunately, yes, I have.
Good or bad, the way you said that?
Minneapolis is cool.
What's cool about Minneapolis? Because I really haven't had the chance to see much of the city.
From what I've seen, there isn't that much. But I did like the snow. It snowed yesterday. and I like snow.
It's pretty, where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Indio, California, but now I live in the mountains of Crestline, California.
So you get a little snow, maybe?
Yeah, totally. 20 minutes away from Cal State San Bernardino, so...
Looking forward to next year being in kind of your home base
area? No, not at all.
Why not?
L.A. is a dirty, filthy place.
Vile city?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes that can be good, you know?
I'm looking for...
It's good to have a little dirt in your whiskey sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it's like Motley Crue style, yeah. You know? It's a little dirt in the whiskey,
it is. That's more like hairspray in your whiskey. But I'm talking, you know.
It tastes like red hairspray. Right, it gets the job done, though.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sure everyone else that is from L.A. will like it. But, you know, we're only, you know, it's down the block from us, so it's not really anything new. But, I'm sure it'll be fun.
But you get to introduce people that you know from around the country that have never been to L.A. You get to be like, dude, you got to check out this really cool restaurant down the street.
No, we don't have to buy a plane ticket, so that's cool.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. You're just like, we got our car. Let's
Which
just
means
go over
we
there.
Don't have to get checked anywhere either. I can bring all the anything I want.
That's true. You can just, well, I don't know if you drive there, because I know driving in L.A. sucks.
Right, yeah, that's true. I guess I didn't really think about that.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It depends. Yeah,
depends
how you go.
Because I've always heard that it's hell.
I wouldn't say it's hell, but it's like, you know, it's in the same neighborhood as hell, I guess.
Mm. Boston is a nightmare. I like Boston as a city, but the way they laid out the streets, it's one of the worst cities to drive in, I think, in my experience, driving.
Okay. It's funny, I actually don't drive, so I guess I really won't worry about it either way.
So what you'll do is just get a bunch of people locally, rent a van, bring everything over.
Actually, no. My friends and I we're in a band. We're in a band of writers, and we're called BARP. And we have magic carpets, so that's probably how we'll get there.
Cool.
So yeah,
just float over the city, you know.
Yeah, BARPparty@gmail.com.
Cool.
You can email us.
So you're basically like a rock band of writers.
Yeah, it's a rock band of writers.
Oh, kick ass!
Yeah,
we need more of those.
I'll give you a chat book.
Yeah, it's kick ass, man. We need more of those.
Yeah.
We need more insanity at AWP. We need like cosplay and everything here.
We need more writers that are just cool, you know?
Oh, there's a lot of them. They're like a dime a dozen, maybe.
No. I mean, like, you know.
You gotta dig around and find the cool folk and everything around.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the convention, man.
I am. I'm enjoying this. I think I haven't seen this before.
Yeah, but I think we're the first to do this kind of insanity.
You need to be rewarded for this.
The reward is getting the episode up for people so they can dig it.
Okay. Where are you guys based out of?
Out of Knoxville. I'm out of Florida, but the actual crew's out of Knoxville, so.
How did you do that?
I basically married into the family, so to speak.
Okay.
And, you know, really tight friends with a lot of them.
Have you been to Nashville?
I've been to Nashville numerous times. One of my favorite cities.
Yeah, I want to go.
Vegas is awesome.
You like it better than Florida?
I don't know if I could say that. I will say that Florida has its good points, but Tennessee, every time I go, I have a good time. But it's awesome to have you, and good luck to you hunting on the deal day here of Saturday.
Okay.
Good luck, man.
Totally.
All right, awesome. You're having some funky stuff happen sometimes with Audacity.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I know Audacity quite well. Very finicky.
It can be finicky, but it's the best. I would use Adobe on this one, but Adobe does not register the new mic.
Oh, yeah.
It's an older version.
Yeah, the Snowball.
Yeah, the Snowball mics.
I have used that.
You have podcasting experience and music experience, because you can pick the mic up real quick.
Exactly. I know what's going on here.
So Justin, is it?
Yes,
you are here.
It is Justin.
It is Justin indeed. Thank you for being here, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
Is this your first AWP?
This is my first AWP. My first time in Minneapolis. My first time really being in a community of writers this large. It's overwhelming, but it's awesome.
You have taken your first step into a larger world.
Yeah, a whole new world. And it's really cool. So the funny thing is, for like the first, I don't know, couple days, I kept referring to AWP as Association of Writers and Poets, and then stopped for a second. I'm like, wait, that doesn't really make sense, because poets are writers. And then I'm like, oh, it's Association of Writers and Writing Programs, so shouldn't it be AWWP? But I guess that doesn't quite roll off the tongue as well.
No, it doesn't. It sounds more like a wrestling league, that. Yeah. Welcome to the AWWP!
Well, I guess if they want to, like, have a crossover of AWP and, you know, writing and wrestling.
Well, we did have poet wrestling in Boston.
Really? That was
a thing? Yeah, Hyacinth Girl did poet wrestling. I called a couple of matches.
How did that work?
It was just two poets wrestling in the aisle.
Okay.
In Lucha Libre masks.
Okay. Was this like an impromptu thing?
No,
or just,
this was planned. This is how I met the poet and editor of Hyacinth Girl, Margaret Bashar. Poet wrestling.
She's awesome.
She's quite intriguing.
I was really her because we went to the reading at Crooked Pint the other day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you know, I heard her reading her stuff for the first time from her book, her new book, and I was like inspired, you know, because I'm also a musician. So there was like one particular line, and I was like, that gives me an idea for a song. And so, you know, I went up and talked to her, and I was like, maybe it's a weird question, but would it be cool if I used that line, like, as a lyric in a song, and I wrote a song about it? And she's like, yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I'm going to go home and do that.
Cool. Well, so you're a musician.
Yes, I'm also currently in a band called Stephen and the Hawkings.
That's a great name.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. People like the name. The sad thing, though, is that, of course, Katie, my girlfriend, who is here as well, we are going to be moving in a couple months, so of course I won't be in Stephen and the Hawkings anymore, but it's my hope that they will carry on without me. You know, I've encouraged them to replace me. All the songs I've written, I'm giving to them to do with as they will. And
are you going to form a new one?
Is my hope. I already have another band name in mind.
Okay.
Abstract Zebra.
A to Z?
Exactly.
You know, it works.
Exactly.
There you go.
So I'll try and do some more, like, I don't know, I'd like to incorporate more electronic stuff and maybe a little more experimental. And yet at the same time, I also really like folk music. So
almost a Beck feel then of like crossing two major genres into one.
Oh yeah. I mean, have you listened to Beck's new album?
I haven't listened to the newest one.
It
no.
is fantastic. I mean, just start to finish.
I will have to check it out then sometime soon. So what are some of the highlights so far of the convention for you?
The off-site readings, into some very cool panels. I really, really enjoyed yesterday we saw, you know, Public Radio's Talking Volumes.
Oh, yes.
Conversation with Charles Baxter and Louise Erdrich. And I really love Louise Erdrich's writing. Katie introduced me to her. I've only actually read one of her books so far.
But still.
But that one book, really, Love Medicine, really, really made an impact. And it was very cool. And also, funny enough, it was a gold mine of just hilarious out-of-context quotes. Of just, like, things that they said that I'm like, this, like, loops of phallic sausages, an ardor for birds. I just started writing things down. Like, when I go back later and look at all my notes, and not just that, but from all the other panels I've been to, when I go back and look at my notes, you know, in a couple weeks, I'm going to be like, what the hell were they even talking about?
It doesn't matter. It all winds up in a song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's the great thing, you know, as a writer, you just sort of latch on to phrases, and then they get stuck in your head, and I'm like, I got to do something with that in order to get it out.
Even if it's just the title of something.
Yes.
You know, the Loops of Phallic Sausages.
Yeah, or Ardor for Birds would be a great title for something.
That would be. Well, Justin, it's been great having you, and best of, you know, hope you enjoy the rest of the convention.
Yes, and Katie will be coming on after me, because I didn't even talk about the thing that we came over here to talk about, which is our blog. We write together, so I'll let Katie tell you
about
that.
I don't want to know about that. That's writing, man. Your writing doesn't matter.
Okay.
But Justin, it's been a pleasure having you over here, man.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, enjoy the
Excellent
rest of your con, and good luck on deal day here Saturday, the unofficial deal day.
Oh, man, I'm getting back pain already from
crap
I'm carrying around.
Oh, yes. All right, man, take care. So welcome to the program, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Is your first AWP as well?
It's not. I went to Boston in 2013, like the week after I met Justin. I left for AWP, and I texted him the whole time, and like I told him how awesome it was, and he didn't believe me until he actually came here. How awesome AWP is.
Is this your first time in Minneapolis, though?
It is, yeah. I've never been to Minneapolis before. I've never really been to the Midwest before. Like, I have family in Kansas, but, like, I've never visited for longer than a couple days.
What do you think of Minneapolis so far?
I'm surprised at how much it reminds me of Baltimore. I think it's just the random mix of, like, how quickly it goes from urban to rural.
That's like a lot of major American cities, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
But there's this particular vibe I'm finding here in Minneapolis.
It's weird here.
Weird in a good way, or
it is weird in a good way because people are very unique and, like, you know, it's very diverse and very original. So it's definitely not something I'm used to. Being from the East Coast, where everything is sort of more segmented on the East Coast. You have Boston. You have one area for, like, the Irish Catholics, and, like, it still is, unfortunately, very segregated.
In that sense, but I'm, there's a cool vibe about this city. Something about it I dig, you know?
Yeah.
What's been some of the highlights of AWP for you so far?
I have really enjoyed the book fair. I sat at the Blue Lyra review table Thursday morning while they were doing their panel. And that was a lot of fun because I really like Blue Lyra. They published one of my short stories. It was one of my first major publications, and so I have...
You used to have a specific love of them, I understand, you know? There's something wonderful about just randomly, though, popping into these different... Because there's so many good presses here, so much good stuff to get access to.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm taking so many free journals and just reading them, like, to get a feel for what I want to submit to, because there are so many great journals.
Keep your eyes open in a couple of hours as the thing winds down. You'll see people unloading free journals everywhere. And I'll just be leaving them on tables and picking them up, and already I've seen it in places. So by all means, pick up a few, take them home. You never know what you're going to discover.
Right, exactly. And, like, that's the coolest part. Yeah. Like, you can find the best stories in the most random places.
But thank you for being here, and thank you for attending, and it's awesome to meet you and to meet your good friend there, Justin.
Oh, yeah, my wonderful boyfriend, Justin.
Indeed. It was good having you both on.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the con while it goes on, and have a good time.
Thank you.
All right, cool.
My name is Jessica Frank, and I'm from Wisconsin.
You're from Wisconsin. Is this your first AWP?
It is not my first AWP.
How many have you been? Like,
this is my second.
So you were in Seattle last year?
I was in Boston 2 years ago.
I was too. Was my last one.
Very good.
Didn't make Seattle last year.
Yeah, me too far.
So how are you enjoying it here?
It's been great. Lots of fun. Very tiring. We have hipster bingo going on. Every time you see someone with a hipster red lipstick, you gotta, you know, mark your bingo sheet.
Have you won yet?
We've come close. We have a few of us doing it. So, you know, beanies are double points.
Ooh, good one. Yeah. Fedoras?
We don't have a mark for fedoras. Maybe next year. We're hoping.
What's every year at AWP, there seems to be like a trend, a fashion trend going on. Mm-hmm. What are you noticing this year? What do you think it is?
This year, it seems to be a lot of different colored hair, non-natural colors, you know, the taste the rainbow sort of spectrum.
Blue seems to be the most popular I'm seeing.
I see a lot of blue. I see a lot of pinks as well.
I'm seeing a lot of pink as well.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed a lot of Star Wars t-shirts.
I don't know if I've noticed that or not, but I'm pretty much... geek back home, so maybe I'm just immune to it.
Maybe. You know, I am too.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a nerd, so. Mm-hmm. What are the highlights for you of the convention?
Yesterday, I assaulted Taylor Molly. That was fun. Maybe not for him. I found him and hugged him before I even introduced myself and made him sign his last book and give it to me. So that was cool. Meeting people that I only know online.
That's a big appeal of this convention,
right.
Yeah.
Like putting faces with names and online profiles.
Or you just run into somebody and you're like, I know you. Where do I know you?
Yes, there's a lot of that.
There is. Found any good deals so far?
Found any good... Well, you know, that's kind of the problem with AWP is that you want to buy everything, but we're writers and we're poor.
Yeah.
So you end up just not finding a lot of good deals, but you buy it anyway.
Yeah.
Because you, it just is nice to do.
You barter as well.
I did. I did trade a magazine for a box of Girl Scout cookies.
That's a good deal right there.
Definitely.
I'll take
yes.
it. Even though the convention's pretty hectic and everything, have you had a chance to check out Minneapolis at all, anyway?
A little bit, yep. There is, we went to a really nice French place just up the street for,
ooh, okay.
for breakfast yesterday. That was really nice. Only the bar scene and what I can see from the skyway.
Mm. It's a very clean city, I've noticed.
Definitely very clean until the sun goes down and you're wearing your badge and then you get accosted for money by strangers on the street.
Mm, yeah, well, that's every city.
That's every city, probably.
You can't really,
yeah,
you can't
in rural
really
Wisconsin, we get very little of that.
I could see it. So yeah. You're rural Wisconsin?
We're rural Wisconsin. Wisconsin Dells. It's the water park capital of the
I know that. I've heard of the Dells.
Oh, yes.
I was a Mystery Science Theater 3000 fan.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Often joked about, so.
People live there, including
people
me.
Actually do live there,
I
okay.
do, downtown.
So what are the Dells exactly?
Oh, the Dells are, officially, I believe they're the rock formations made as the Wisconsin River pushed through the whatever sediment there and made these things. It's the Potsdam something, only found three places in the world.
Hmm.
This is all going off of what I was told on my many Dells boat trips down the river for $30.
You mentioned something about a water park, though. They have
42 water parks. Well, that was the last count. I used to be a newspaper reporter for the Dells, and indoor and outdoor. So it's like Myrtle Beach without an ocean, and it's a little surreal. It's a lot of offensive T-shirt shops and water slides.
Those typical screen-printed shirts.
Right, yes.
You know, with butchered catchphrases from movies.
Yep, things that I have to explain to my children as we're riding past. Hey, Mom, what does my wiener do tricks mean? Okay, let's just forget you asked that.
Yeah, let's pretend that doesn't exist, kiddo.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You know, I hope, you know, here we are on Saturday. I hope you land some good deals on deep discount day, so
yeah.
to speak.
We got a lot of free candy, so, you know, at least I'll eat this week.
Yeah, free candy, definitely a plus here. The buttons,
candy
swag.
Candy cigarettes.
Got a lot. They have candy cigarettes, somebody does?
Somebody does.
Oh, interesting. I might have to
Literary Orphans has candy cigarettes.
We might have to go find them. And everything. You know, although there's no substitute for the real thing.
That's right.
You know?
Well, we decided they looked as much like cigarettes as joints, so they're candy joints.
Yeah, I always wondered about that when I was a kid. You know, these don't look like cigarettes that dad has.
Right.
You know, sort of thing. Well, Jessica, it has been a pleasure having you on here. Thank you for stopping by.
Yes, well, thank you very much for
having
me.
Enjoy the rest of the con and have a safe trip back to Wisconsin and rock out the Dells for us.
Definitely.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you much. I am here with
Susan Thurston.
Susan Thurston, nice to meet you.
You too.
Is this your first AWP?
No. My first one was the last time it was in Minneapolis, so it's been years.
I don't even know when that was.
It was.
Got to be before.
1980s, I think.
Well, I'm told we might be back here in 2020 now.
That might be the next time I go.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, at any rate, that first one, there were maybe 5,000-6,000 people is what it felt like, so it's just grown like crazy.
Grown exponentially now.
Yeah.
Any specific like event happened to you? Like, did you run into someone? Anything like that?
I ran into someone that I connected via Facebook on a writer's thread.
Oh.
And we had not met.
Oh, that's...
So it was the first time that we
that's
met.
One of the great joys of this.
And
is.
You walk in thinking, oh, well, she won't recognize me or he won't recognize me. And then it feels like you have just had this reunion with this long-lost friend because... It's a weird dimension.
It's almost like a first, like, internet dating in a way. Like, I've seen your profile picture.
Or more like, when I was a child, we used to do pen pals with different schools or
okay.
with a different country.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be that exchange of letters back and forth with people that you would never have met any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fantasy always of, well, maybe someday we'll actually meet in person. And that often didn't happen, but... You would get the letter, and there might be the photo, or there might be something else that just would give you more insight into that person's life. So it kind of feels like that,
yeah,
that tradition.
You're right. I think that's a great way of putting it. So you're a local then to Minneapolis or anything?
St. Paul.
Okay, across the river.
It's an important distinction.
I understand. I don't live here, but I know a little bit about the city.
I have a feeling it's that Kansas City kind of thing.
That giant... wood wall that separates the two cities almost. Right.
I didn't grow up in the metro area. I grew up in rural Minnesota. So some of that division is a little mystifying that it's so ingrained in people that grew up in Minneapolis or grew up in St. Paul. And they're wedded to their neighborhood and they don't move out very often. And it's mystifying.
I don't know anything about that. Like that, you know, no, I'm from St. Paul. No, I'm from Minneapolis.
Yeah.
But you're twins. Why are you so...
Well, those of us that... I've lived in St. Paul more than 10 years now. So I'm still a newcomer. But the feeling is that St. Paul, we have a complete sense of who we are, which is a small town on the Mississippi.
Okay.
And we don't presume to be anything more than just a really wonderful, creative, articulate, intelligent group of people living and working around St. Paul. And we like to give jibes to the people that live in Minneapolis that they presume to be these urban, large city dwellers. And it's not. It's a very large town, but there are too many people that continue to live in Minneapolis for generations that it's not a New York or a Chicago or an LA where there are a lot of newcomers.
I gotta say, your city has been awesome, and I've enjoyed it.
And the weather today is finally fabulous.
I was told that the weather's the weird thing here. Yeah. 83 2 weeks ago, and then suddenly 30 the next day.
We had snow and sleet and rain, and now we've got the gorgeous.
But you guys have a
weather,
very clean city, very fun city, and some great restaurants, which I'm going to ask you one more thing here.
Okay.
Tonight, my last night in town, if I go to St. Paul, where should I go for a good dinner?
If you go to St. Paul and you want a good dinner, what are you looking for?
I don't care. I'm willing to take any advice from a native especially. Where would you recommend I go?
Now I have to stop and think. Paza Luna would be fun for you.
Okay.
Good contemporary Italian sort of thing, but just then down the street, I'd probably send you there. Start there.
Okay.
But across the street is St. Paul Grill. It's a little stuffy, though. Yeah, food's okay.
All right.
But Paza Luna has in the bar, they have kind of almost an Italian antipasti kind of bar thing where you can pick out a few things.
Tasty.
And they have a really good bar.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Because I've been stuck here in Minneapolis side, but the St. Paul side, you're making it sound very attractive to cross the wall and join you.
Do that, yep.
Well, thank you very much
for
stopping by. And
absolutely.
Enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thank you.
Enjoy
it's been a great time.
Maybe we'll be back with you in 2020.
I would love it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So, Lowell, is it?
Yeah.
Lowell. Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
Is this your first AWP?
No, sixth or seventh, something like that.
Oh, so this ain't your first time at the rodeo.
Nope.
What's the big difference between this year and last year?
Well, last year I had the flu, so that's a very big difference.
Okay. Please, hopefully you don't have the flu right now.
No, I'm healthy, except for my lumbar. But, yeah.
That's not contagious.
No. And it's spacious. That's a good thing.
I've noticed the aisles feel bigger this year.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's not in two different rooms this time. It's in one room. What do you prefer? Do you prefer it in multiple rooms or one giant convention room?
I like this. I remember a couple years ago in Boston, the rows seemed very close. And it was, I had to get out of the room every 45 minutes or so just to get my breath. So,
Chicago was like that, too.
Yeah, Chicago had a low roof. So it's like we were down in a bunker and they're going to throw gas down in on us.
Yeah, we were down in the basement of the hotel, I remember. You had to go through like four different rooms to get to. You know, they segregated it too. Like big name presses boots go here.
Yeah.
No, I'm digging this vibe here.
Yeah, this is fun.
Is this your first time in Minneapolis?
I lived in Minneapolis many years ago. So I did a year at the University of Minnesota when I just out of high school.
How has it changed much in your eyes?
Yeah, when I was here before, there was like one big building downtown. Now there's several.
Skyscrapers.
Yeah. I'm going to go see my old roommate who owns a bar this afternoon. See, he still lives here.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, he owns a bar, too. That's a great place for the convention.
It's better than teaching college, probably. He probably has a boat, probably has a couple cars. He's probably doing pretty good.
There you go. And I know the pain.
Yeah.
As a college teacher myself, I know the pain.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I got into dentistry, you know, things like that.
And this afternoon, I'm going to take a friend of mine to show her where poet John Berryman committed suicide, jumped off the Washington Avenue Bridge.
That's right, he did in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are making like a pilgrimage there.
I don't know.
Why not? You're here, you know. What else, you know? So what's been some of the highlights for you? I've been trying to find out from writers, what's been a highlight for you so far here this time?
There was a great pedagogy workshop with Kathy Day and Matt Bell. They were really good. And the other people on the panel whose names I forget were good also. And a lot of good ideas to take back to the classroom. And today I did a really fine reading, attended a really fine reading, Wesleyan University Press, Honoré Jeffers. And she's a terrific poet. And, enjoyed that a lot.
I can't see any bad readings at IWP. I don't hear anybody say, oh, I went to this one reading, it was horrible.
I went to one in D.C. Yeah, it was. In fact, I was in one. It was bad.
Oof.
Yeah, our poor publisher set this up at a nightclub in D.C., an off-site reading, and he set it up on a Wednesday afternoon, not realizing it on Friday night. It's a nightclub in full nightclub mode, and it was crowded, and it was noisy, and they put the lectern so we could read right in front of the men's room, so everybody's going right in front of us. Oh, that was, it was very memorable, though. That was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, obviously, you can't forget it. Yeah. It's a brilliant idea, though.
Actually, it was a great read, but nobody could hear us.
So it wasn't the reading itself, it was the venue.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard, is that oftentimes if a reading has struggles, it's the venue, not the reading itself. So. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Are you got any targets here at the book fair on the last day that you're going after?
No, not really. I'm just meandering around, seeing old friends, and you know, maybe picking up a book or two.
Oh, yeah. You gotta walk away with something in the end.
Yeah.
There's so much good stuff here today.
Yeah.
So. Hope you enjoy the rest of it. You know, I know the hours are dwindling down here, but you know, get it while the iron's hot.
I'm going to try to.
Excellent. Well, it's a pleasure having you on, man.
Okay, thank you very
pleasure.
Much.
And I hope you have a great time here and enjoy Minneapolis while we got it.
Okay.
Enjoy time with your friend.
Okay, I'm going to. We're going to do good.
Excellent, man. It was good.
I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to leave. That's absurd.
Ugh. Oh, yes, the great Sunday move out.
Yeah.
11,000 of us just...
Yeah.
I'm trying to find people who are leaving around the same time so you can split a cab with them, hopefully. Yeah. So.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, thanks, man, for being on. It was a pleasure having
Thank
you here.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care and enjoy the rest of the day, man.
Very good.
The SAFTAcast is a production of the Sundress Academy for the Arts. For episodes and more, visit SAFTAcast.com. Until we talk again... This is your host, Scott C., signing off.